Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They
want
to
give, showing others how to live. We care, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. It is Mindful Monday. How is everybody out there? I know you had an awesome day. If you didn't have an awesome day today, you will have one tomorrow. You know, we must resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break, and fine weather will always return, and spring will never fail to come. Well, it's opening up. Those flowers are out there. We are setting our path, and there may be times when life seems gloomy and dull, when we feel stuck in some situation or another, when we are negative toward everything, when we feel lost and bewildered, not sure which way to turn. And at such times, we must transform our passive mindset and determine, I will proceed along the path. I will pursue my mission today. When we do so, a genuine springtime arrives in our hearts and flowers start to blossom. So that's where we are. We're opening up. And, you know, it's good to have friends. So we're going to go short and sweet today because we're dealing with the Cross Country Connect. It's good to have friends and keep friends. We have friends everywhere. And today we're going to be speaking cross country with Kamisha in Las Vegas. That is my friend. I miss her. But before we get going, I just want to get you to pat your little toes because, you know, she has some exciting things to share. Just listen for a minute and welcome in.
Thank you.
I played that for my Kamisha because she is a jazz vocalist, has a voice like a bird. Kamisha, are you on the air with us, the Care and Share with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan today?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Kamisha.
Hello, hello.
Kamisha, we miss you. Thank you. Thank you for caring and sharing with us. I know it's popping there in Las Vegas. I miss you here. I passed Kathmandu the other day, and I thought about those wonderful, exciting events we used to attend. But now you're all the way in Las Vegas, and I know it's fun there. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. You know I'm not going to keep you long. I know you're a busy lady. And just kind of like tell us what you want to tell us. Share with us what's happening in Las Vegas or what's happening with you or whatever you want to talk about. I'm going to be quiet over here. Thank you for coming in with us.
Well, I can say it's very hot in Las Vegas. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
We are I guess this is going to be a heat wave week. Things have been kind of mild, but this week we are seeing triple digits. Today was 115.
Okay.
Tomorrow will be 117.
Oh, really?
I have to tell you, I still haven't gotten used to the heat.
Okay.
I do miss L.A. You know,
you
I haven't seen the ocean in 3 years.
That's right. There's nothing there, but with the lake is there, though, right? You have a beautiful lake
the
there.
The lake is there? Yes, and I try to get there as much as possible. The lake is actually very nice. It's not the beach, but I'll take what I can get.
Okay.
Actually,
I know
went to Boulder City yesterday.
I'm sorry, you did where?
Went to Boulder City, where Lake Mead is, just yesterday.
Okay, now Boulder City, isn't that over, it's the across the river from, I'm trying to think
it's
of it here.
East of Henderson?
Yes.
You have to go through, yes, you go through Henderson to get to Lake Mead and Boulder City.
Okay. Okay, yeah, well, you know, I have relatives in Henderson. I haven't been there yet, but I think they're in Henderson, which is...
yes,
is that...
they are. I remember you mentioning that.
Okay, okay. So that's moving north. Is that going up toward the mountains, or, you know, I get turned around when
you
I come
know,
in there.
Lake Mead, yeah, I know, but Lake Mead is actually, I'm still trying to get the parameters. Apparently, it's huge. You know, it starts in Vegas, and it's in Arizona, and it's actually coming from the Colorado River. So it's really, it's big. You can go, if you go towards Henderson and keep going east, you'll hit it, and you'll hit the dam. But then you can also go northeast, way northeast, and still hit it. So it's actually a huge body of water.
Well, you're
we'll
there
have
going
to go
to the...
next time you're in Vegas.
I'm thinking about getting there. People are coming in now. What's happening? Everything is opening up. What is it, crazy? Is it back to the hum, hum, drum, drum? Or what's happening there in Las Vegas? Besides the
Well, you know, I do my best to stay away from the strip as much as possible. But
okay.
Yeah, things have been back to normal for quite a while. Normal as in, you know, the casinos opening back up and people coming through. I think Vegas was one of the first places to open up. So, of course, everywhere else where it was closed, everybody came here. So
okay.
we've been experiencing that for months. Now it's just that, you know, you're not mandated to wear masks now. So that's the difference. But, yeah, we've been pretty busy for a while.
Well,
now
no one has to wear a mask?
At least the casinos.
Okay.
As of June 1st, you know, per the statement from the president, I believe, that it's up to the individual state what they want to do in regards to that. And then June 1st, Governor Sisolak, he – you know, declared everything to be open, back to 100% occupancy. And as far as the masks are concerned, that's up to the individual establishment. you know, whatever rules that they want to put. But, you know, you're supposed to be vaccinated, but there's no one checking that, of course.
So how do you know?
You don't.
You don't. You just step out there and take your chances. So, you know, I was speaking with someone. I know they have a lot of musical jazz concerts and stuff in the park. I know it's hot now, but have they had anything coming up out there? You know, it's always music there going on there, some type of jazz fest or something happening in Las Vegas.
It seems like, yes, festivals and things are coming back live. The only thing that was, like I said, we've been open for a good at least 6 months, maybe more, but, you know, mask mandates and everything in place. But there was still not a whole lot of live events happening. Like, all the shows were still closed, even though the casinos were open, buffets were closed. Even now, I think most of the casinos have their buffets open, but they have, you know, have a different protocol. Instead of you serving yourself, you've got the servers, people back there serving it, which, you know, was probably a good idea anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess it would be a good idea. But because you don't go on the strip, and where are the best places to go to good? You know, I think the last time I was there and we met, I forgot where we met. But that's been, what was that, 2 years ago. Where can one go off to get good food?
Ooh, I don't know if I'm the person to ask that because I'm still looking myself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, honestly, yeah. I have this conversation all the time, maybe because I'm biased because I'm from Cali, but I don't find the food here all that great, not even on the strip.
Okay.
It's on the strip, you know, I remember when I started coming to Vegas, you know, that was about 20 years ago in my early 20s, and one of the reasons you came here was for the, you know, $5 steak and potato and the food, you know, you could get prime rib for $10 and stuff like that. It is not like that anymore. And you pay good money for food, and I find that the quality is not so great. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, you have to think about it. Nevada being the desert that it is, almost everything is imported.
Right.
So, like, I noticed, you know, we have a lot of the same restaurants here in Vegas that's in Los Angeles, but in L.A., it tastes better.
Tastes better. And food tastes better. I know. Yeah. When was that? I think it was Bellagio they had on the strip, because when my people go in, you know, they go in, they fly them in, they high rollers, so they fly them on in, and so they give them the best. But we had a steak at the hotel, but then we went across the street to, I think it was Emeril Lagasse, had a sports grill, and that was the best steak I ever had in my life. And it was about
$20. And Caesars?
Huh?
Oh. Was that at Caesars?
No, it was at that. I don't know if it's still there. It was, I think, Emeril Lagasse's sports grill. It was right across the street from the Palazzo. It was down on the strip, and the Venetian. It was right across the street. And,
okay. I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
That was my spot, okay, because and then we went to visit. There was some restaurants that you know, that relocated there in Las Vegas. We went to eat there. We didn't even eat there. It just didn't. The service was so bad, and the food, we didn't. Well, I don't know what the food tastes like because we didn't stay. But so sometimes it's best, because usually when we go in, you know, we're standing in the condos and cooking our own food. But that's been a while. Everybody's coming in. I want to come in, but I'm not quite ready to come in. I'm still debating, Kamisha. I'm still debating. I'm not in a hurry.
It's something. Yeah, no reason to be in a hurry. It's always here. But, yeah, you know, it's something to think about. People come from all over the world, and, you know. But you know me. I've been doing the thing, so it doesn't faze me one way or another.
So you've been doing your thing, huh?
Yeah. Whole time.
Have you decided? Well, if this is no entertainment going on, have you found your dynamite musicians around? Or has that crossed your mind at this time, or you're not going in that direction? So when it pops wide open, you're there.
Well, I'm actually not going in that direction as of yet, because I have been concentrating more on business affairs.
Okay.
You know, I'm working. Yeah, I'm working hard so I can be my own boss. You know, that
yes.
entrepreneurial spirit is coming out in me again. And I figure once I am in a position that I am making money on autopilot, or at least not having to work a 9-to-5 job, then I will have the freedom to pursue entertainment. I actually ran into a keyboard player, a friend of mine, just today, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, entertainment is opening back up in Vegas, which is very nice, because I do have a lot of, you know, friends that's literally what they did for a living. And so that, you know, the last year has been brutal for people in entertainment.
Brutal for everyone. We got through it. You know, as
everyone,
I said,
yeah.
we have to resolve to be the sun. Everything in here, you know, the restaurants are opening back up. They can't find people to go back to work. They don't want to go back to work. And
right. That's a huge problem here. Huge.
Oh, same thing there.
I guess
okay.
it's everywhere. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm listening to information, you know, I don't like to speak on things unless I have the actual facts, you know, about when people are bringing their employees back in, the things that they can ask and what they can't ask, you know, or they can require everyone's back. Yeah, it's just a lot of stuff up in the air because you have people that are on their own. They have allergies. They have religious reasons why, and you have to be very careful when you start questioning that, okay? Because that can get you in a lot of trouble. Because who is to say that whatever your faith is, or, you know, you have to be very careful. It's just like when you're dealing with people with disabilities. Somebody asks you, well, what is your disability? That's none of their business, and that is like a no-no.
Right.
And you can sail in on them with it. Same thing with, oh, I didn't know that you went through whatever, however they put it. But it's like up in the air. It's just crazy. And the people are crazy here. And I'm thinking of my friend is saying, come into Atlanta. You know, I know people everywhere. I say, well, the only way I'll go in Atlanta is if you send me that private jet. I guess I'll fly on in. Because I do not want it's like just crazy.
You're not looking to get on any airplanes anytime soon?
You know what? I'm not really in a rush. And you know, my middle name was the clouds in the sky. But it's just too much happening out there. We don't live in fear. I'm not a fearful person, but I'm a wise person. And, you know, you up there that many feet up acting a nut, that's kind of high up there to have to try to restrain some nut. Okay, and there's been some nuts out there. You know, people are mentally unbalanced. And, yeah, it's crazy.
Yes.
But we're here.
My brother
to
was
see
just
it.
Telling me about a story like that today.
Again?
About somebody on an airplane acting up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's, you know, that quarters, that's too close up there. And that's a lot of feet up there. So I say, oh, well, maybe we'll travel by Amtrak, you know. At least if some stuff jump off, you can jump out the door and touch the ground. It's just, yeah, you have to really...
Because Linda's always thinking about survival.
Hey,
that's what
I need
love
to
about
have,
you.
Look, you have to have backup, okay? You know, you need to plan A, B, and C. You just can't get out there and just move on one thing, okay? So if you go by train and some stuff jump off, they can just put those brakes on, and when you step out, you know, on the track. But up in that sky, that's a long way up there to be up there.
Yeah, they don't have enough parachutes for everybody.
No, they don't. So I'm just like observing, you know. I'm very observant. And, of course, you know, I didn't go to Texas
there you
for
are.
Christmas. That killed me. I didn't go to Texas for Christmas, so I really have to think about that. I said, either we drive in, we take a lure jet, or we take the train. Which way we going to go with this? But I'm giving that thought. You have to think ahead of time. to do stuff, but I miss you. I passed around Lincoln and I saw Kathmandu. I said, that's the name of the place.
Oh.
That's where we were there.
Yes, I'm so glad she's still there.
Oh, yeah, she's there. I didn't go in. I just knew, I just passed it. I said, okay, I can come back over. When I come back over in the area, I'll see what's happening. But everything is opening up. And I was in the Grove today. I had to go pick up some things. And, you know, people are walking around. And it's good to see that. It's good
yeah.
to see people out, you know. But it's still, I'm just still reserved, okay? I'm just not, I'm using my own thoughts. We think by ourselves. So I just am going to keep my little mask on. I don't care what the mandate is open up here tomorrow. Tomorrow is our day.
Oh.
Everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't listen to that. I'm going to remain with the protocol, okay? Y'all do whatever you want to do.
No, it's all about, yes, it's all about what's comfortable for the individual. Because I was surprised, you know, come June 1st, I thought everybody was in the same boat, just happy to, you know, get these masks off. But I still see quite a few people. It's about half
oh,
and
yeah.
half, to be honest. It's about half
yeah,
and
well,
half.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to go with what you feel. And then there's individuals that
yeah.
have not gotten the shots and they don't understand why people don't want to have lunch with them because that's an individual choice. So it's just, yeah, it's not 100% and it is your choice. And I don't want an involuntary death. Okay. I really don't. Okay. I just don't want an involuntary death. So I just, you know, I have individuals that I said, look, are you going to put me on your hospital plan? They don't say nothing. I say, are you going to come see me soup if I get sick? Cause them Texans, they're not flying in here. They don't say nothing. Okay. Well, now you understand. And then, you know, convincing
right.
you and sending you all kind of things to read. I don't even waste any energy. And I thought, yeah, yeah, that's a good article. And keep on stepping because I personally, the one that don't like to take a bare aspirin, if I got vaccinated, everybody in the world need to get vaccinated and just leave me alone. I feel better. You know, I feel better when you don't know what you're dealing with. And someone says, well, you know, they say people that got vaccinated, they're going to be dead in 10 years. I said, well, I better party for 9.5 of them then. Let me get busy. Okay? You know, you can't listen. You know me.
Yeah, I do.
I miss you so much. I was trying to get you, and then you said, oh, no, I'm going to be in the desert. I'm on for the holiday. I said, yeah, I don't even know why I'm trying to have her commit because she be in the wind. Anywhere direction
that
she can go.
I try. I really do.
Well, we're going to have to talk privately on this entrepreneurship. We won't put that out there just right now, but I'm debating. If I come in, we'll come into the condo so that I don't have to deal with hotels or anything like that. And if I can't get that private jet to fly me in, I guess perhaps maybe we'll drive in. And when we get ready to come in, I will definitely let you know ahead of time so that we can meet up and have our tea. But I'm going to go privately on what this business venture is. Because you're a lot like me. We like you to read about it. We don't like to talk about it until it's just happening.
Right.
But I
know.
I want,
I've been quietly working on things.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And you have
you
to. Because not that, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a note from your page because I was like, Miss Linda don't be out there putting her stuff in the street.
Oh, no, you know, I'm not going to be running naked in the neighborhood. That's it. You're going to have to read about it. What are you doing? Many, 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 many projects. Oh, what you doing? Many, many, many projects. I mean, why should, excuse me? Because you might wake up on a Monday and be moving to the left and something coming, you got to go to the right. On a Tuesday, so you have to be very diverse and ready for it, and then things are always coming in. Of course, you know, you have those pulling at you north, south, east, and west, where you just have to say, look, I will be unavailable until 2 Thursdays from now. Family, don't call, don't bother, because I don't really want to lie to you, but I'm into what I need to be into. But they're all,
right.
You know, we're there, and now that the schools are opening back up, and, you know, we deal with the educational and the scholarships and stuff of that nature, you know, that's something that's a year-round workaround. But I've kind of, like, settled down with the group that's very good at that. So things are happening. We're still about the babies. We miss you. But when I come into Las Vegas, have the limo waiting for us because, you know, I know you can't drive in there. It's real crazy. The last time I was there, I don't even know how people drive. We were, like, on the strip coming, just not hanging out. But I guess, you know, how people want to go up on the strip and see what's happening. Me, personally, I don't care for it because I'm not paying their light bill. So I like the off-the-strip type thing. But I'll be contacting you in private, Kamisha. I'm not going to keep you because I told you it's going to be short and sweet, and I know I'm a woman of my word, but we are so glad that you came on to talk to us about Cross Country
Connect.
It's
always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And love the new intro music. Look at you.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, that
you have
jingle
a theme
came
song.
The jingle came from my babies. You know, I work with that youth, and I like to give everybody an opportunity. So I said, hey, y'all, give me a jingle. And they did. They're pros, and they're good. And
oh,
they
my
worked
goodness.
On it.
It's gorgeous.
And gave me what I needed. I say, talk about what we do, and I want to hear your voice, and I want to hear your voice. And so they did it, and there's many, many more opportunities out there. I have a lot of instruments that I have one young man that I've promised something to. And I'm going to give it to him. I just cannot, because things haven't been open, I wanted to present it to him the proper way. So I'm sitting up here looking at it now, trying to figure out how I'm going to get it to him. But we're just over here working with our babies. So when I find those talented youth, I get them busy. You know, they support me and I support them as you support me and I support you. And on that note, we go say, this is Mindful Monday. This is Kamisha from Las Vegas on our Cross Country Connect. Kamisha, I will be contacting you. I want to hear about the project once it slices in. You're a lot like you say, you're a lot like me. You want us to read about it. But if there's anything I can help you with, please feel free to give me a call, okay?
I certainly will.
We love you, Kamisha. I'm going to play my song, and you know how I am. I always have to leave information out there. So I'm going to play this song because this is really what it's all about. You can stay on and take a listen to it just to see how we're flowing for this week. I always tell them never, ever forget, and this is what we have to be. Kamisha, we love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I love
Las Vegas.
You too.
Collaborate.
They want
to give
other positive. We care, share, we love, we love.